This is Ozarks at Large, an organization formed in Fayetteville and dedicated to working with communities in five African nations will sponsor a fundraiser tonight. The Green Village Foundation's mission is to operate in partnership with African communities for the betterment of people's lives through sustainable development. Joanna Pollock is a volunteer with the group.
The community that we're working with in Kenya, a woman there that I met in 2005, in 07, she started a school, an orphanage there in her own community, and it's called the Joy Center. And so we have been raising funds to help with, the two meals a day for the children, their textbooks, uniforms. She doesn't actually own the building that the school is in, so paying rent, paying teachers. She has four teachers that work for her and also a cook. So that's one example.
The Green Village Foundation also works with communities in Senegal, Togo, Ghana, and Benin. Tonight's fundraiser at George's Majestic Lounge will include music from several area bands, including music performed by members of the African Student Association at the University of Arkansas. Admission is $10 or $5 for students. The world's fastest land mammals will soon be on display at the Little Rock Zoo. Officials say the three cheetahs acquired last fall will officially be on display beginning June 2nd. Spokeswoman Susan Alturi says the zoo made some renovations to offer visitors a great view of the felines.
You'll be able to see the cheetahs from lots of different angles. There'll be several different decks where you can look at them. Also, there's going to be a deck extended from the African outpost at the zoo where you'll be able to see the cheetahs. So this is going to be a magnificent exhibit where you'll be able to see them in a grasslands environment that's very similar to where you'd see them if they were in the wild.
Susan says it has been decades since the last cheetah was on display at the Little Rock Zoo. Cheetahs are facing extinction around the world and are listed on the endangered species list. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals Sunday afternoon game, which was postponed due to inclement weather, has been rescheduled for this afternoon. The game is part of a twi-night same admission doubleheader later today. The teams will play two seven-inning contests beginning at 5:05 this afternoon. Gates will open at 4:30, and there will be a 30-minute intermission between the two games. Any ticket for Monday will be good for both games. All tickets from Sunday afternoon are eligible per the Naturals rain check policy to be exchanged for an equal value ticket based on availability to any regular season Naturals game during the remainder of the 2012 season. The University of Arkansas Theater presents Cabaret Friday, April 20th through Sunday, April 29th at the University Theater Fine Arts Center in Fayetteville. This classic musical examines what it means to be free and the intricacies of love and war. Tickets and more information available at 575-3946.